Talkingsmack.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, March 30th, 2026 edition. Saturday morning at the Michigan Republican Party's endorsement convention, U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon spoke to the Republican delegates that were there. However, on Friday, she appeared in Hamtramck at the public library, along with the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon brought the Trump administration's push for a new education tax credit program to Michigan on Friday, urging state leaders to opt in as part of a broader national rollout. Speaking to the media alongside Speaker of the House Matt Hall, McMahon promoted the, quote, education freedom tax credit, end quote, as a way to expand options for families to include private school tuition, tutoring, and other educational-related services. The visit is part of the administration's multi-state effort to encourage governors to participate in the program, which requires state approval before families can access scholarship funds. She told Michigan that the Trump administration is the state's ready partner, urging them to opt in and to ensure that every child can manifest their academic destiny. Under the program, individuals can receive a federal tax credit for donating at least $1,700 to these organizations, which then can provide financial assistance directly to the students. House Speaker Matt Hall said Michigan's participation hinges on Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who has not yet committed to opting into the program. Speaker Hall was asked multiple times whether he's had direct conversations with Whitmer about opting into the program. He said he's continuing to encourage her to take a closer look, but she has not yet made a final decision. Earlier at a press conference this month in Royal Oak, Whitmer did say she was interested in learning more, but that the administration had not put out any specific guidance about the program yet. Whitmer went on to say, so at this point, it's just a high-level talking point coming out of the administration in D.C. I'm always going to try to leverage as much in terms of investment as we can for education and help people keep money in their pockets. But there's very little actual detail that's been released about this effort so far, so it wouldn't be wise for me to weigh in too much on that one when asked by the press. Paul added that if Michigan declines, people can still get the tax benefit, but the donations would go to other states. So that really doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's where politics come in. State of Michigan has to opt into the program. And then the governor can work with us to select the scholarship granting organizations. Paul framed the proposal as just an additional tool, quote unquote, to improve student outcomes, particularly as Michigan leaders continue to debate literacy, the reading rates, early education spending, and accountability measures. Press conference also included several Michigan Republican lawmakers. State Representative Tim Kelly, Republican of Saginaw, Matt Maddock, Republican from Milford, Alicia St. Germain, Republican from Harris Township, Mike Harris from Clarkston, and Republican Joseph Pavlov of Kimball Township. Interesting, because Kelly chairs the House School Aid Appropriations Subcommittee. Push back on criticism that the tax credit would come at the expense of public schools. Well, Kelly argued that this would not cost the state of Michigan a single penny. Instead, it would provide additional opportunities for the students. It's unconscionable for any governor to deny students access to an opportunity such as this, Kelly said, adding that the only reason a governor would deny access would be out of political spite. You're going to hear the defense of teachers' unions and everything else that robs from school aides or from public authors. This program does not do that. When asked how the program would measure success in improving literacy outcomes, Speaker Hall pointed to states like Mississippi as a model, noting that its rise in national rankings came after adopting similar tools. He said the scholarships could help fund tutoring, would provide money for after-school programs and other support aimed at improving reading proficiency, particularly for students who are falling behind. Speaker Hall added that the lawmakers are looking at broader literacy strategies, including earlier implementation of phonics-based instruction, increased early childhood investment, and stronger accountability measures to track student progress. He described the tax credit as one piece of a larger effort to give schools and families more flexibility to address gaps in their students' performance. Representative Kelly chimed in again, adding that the focus is not on high-performing schools, but on students struggling in underperforming public school systems. If you check in on them, the higher performing school districts, they're doing quite fine. It's the struggling public school population that needs this opportunity. This would provide an off-ramp from failure on their highway to opportunity. Several Republican members of Congress listed on the advisory board, including U.S. House Committee on Education Workforce Chairman Tim Walberg, Congressman from Michigan, along with U.S. House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain. However, they did not attend the event on Friday. Paul's press secretary, Jeff Wiggins, said their absence was due to additional votes taking place while they're in session in Washington, D.C. So, kind of an interesting program. $1,700 tax credit That would be money that you'd normally send to Washington in the form of income tax could be offset by the donation to this program. However, the states have to opt in. If Governor Gretchen Whitmer refuses to opt into the program, well, the donations money would go to other states, the states that do opt in for it. So very simply, in my opinion, why not do it? Be the bigger person and do what's best for the kids of the state of Michigan. Just because this is a Republican effort under President Trump doesn't mean you shouldn't take advantage of it. Well, we'll see what the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, decides to do. Now, there are some people that are going to be on the ballots this year that you need to know about real quick. Michigan Supreme Court. Oakland County Judge Michael Warren was endorsed at the convention on Saturday, as well as Oscoda County Judge Cassandra Morse Bills. Oscoda County Judge from Northern Michigan, folks. They are the two Supreme Court justices that are going to be on our ballot this November. So make sure you start telling all your friends how important the Michigan Supreme Court is. We have got to elect Judge Michael Warren and Judge Cassandra Morse, M-O-R-S-E hyphen Bills, B-I-L-L-S, Cassandra Morse Bills. Perhaps give us an opportunity to flip two of those seats on the Michigan Supreme Court. Don't always get a lot of recognition, acknowledgement. Some people don't even know who to vote for because the judges are nonpartisan. Supreme Courts, you don't know whether they're a Republican nominated candidate or a Democrat. So remember MW, Michael Warren, and CMB, Cassandra Morris Bills. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike.
Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Just like the best, no holds bar, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut through the bed, calm out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay. Perry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax, saving us at no 47.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. In addition to the Michigan Supreme Court, Michael Warren and Cassandra Morse Bills, we did also endorse candidates for the universities, Michigan State Board of Education, and the Wayne State Board of Governors. As far as the University of Michigan Board of Regents goes, Michael Shostak and Lena Epstein. Michigan State University, Roger Victory and Julie Madej. Wayne State Board of Governors, Krista Murphy and Andy Anousis. Those are the candidates for the universities. Michigan State Board of Education, Terrence Collins and Bree Mogenberg. These were the candidates that were endorsed for the Republican Party's endorsement convention on Saturday down in Novi. We'll reach out to some of these candidates. I'm also going to reach out to Judge Michael Warren, as well as Cassandra Morse Bills, and we'll end up having them on the show very, very soon. Now, again, these are candidates that are going to be confirmed at the upcoming August official nominating convention after the August 4th primary. And you need to know that if you're a precinct delegate right now, your responsibilities are over. There's nothing else for you to do for you being a duly elected precinct delegate from August of 2024. However, you need to go to your local clerks and get an affidavit of identity like you did before and fill it out, have it notarized, stamped, sealed, and get a copy of it so that you can be on the ballot this August. It's critical that we continue to run and get elected as precinct delegates. That way we get a say at the county conventions who gets to go to future state conventions. This is very, very important. The main reason, those of us that get elected this August, we will be able to serve all the way through the August primary of 2028, which will be the next upcoming presidential election. So it's very, very important that you guys get out there and get your affidavits of identity refiled with your local clerks and get on the ballot for this August. Very important that you do that. Now, again, I want you to remember your July calendar. I'm going to talk about this on a regular basis so everybody knows well in advance. Not one, but two events are going to be held at Liberty Mountain, USA, there in Farwell, Michigan. And again, there's hotels close by in Mount Pleasant as well as Clare. But if you look at the calendar for July, we start off with the first Saturday, the 4th of July, is going to be a concert, big fireworks display at Liberty Mountain, USA, featuring Mark Ferner from the Grand Funk Railroad. There'll be other bands there, a lot of speakers, a lot of people there attending. You need to come to the birthday party, 250th birthday party of America. Iron Pig is going to have their golf outing on Friday and Saturday, July 10th and the 11th. We'll get confirmation with Ian Murphy as to for sure what days the golf outing starts on Friday, I believe, and also Saturday. The third Saturday in July is going to be the Fun Shoe Pig Roast in Antrim County. We're going to have all the governor candidates there talking to you about you voting for them on the August 4th primary. And then, of course, the big event for the Michigan Republican Party back at Liberty Mountain on Saturday, July 25th. So you got four Saturdays in a row to be up north here in northern Michigan. Love to have you come to all these events. Join us at them. I will be attending all these events. Greatly appreciate you marking your calendars. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy...